episode 1340, Never Forget.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is your week going so far? Did you survive the Monday, or should I say, did the Monday survive you? Well, today is a very special day. It's Inspiration Motivation Day, and here around the globe, we are celebrating and honoring those who sacrificed on 9/11. So if you will join with me in a moment of silence. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, there's no greater sacrifice than laying down one's life for another. We will never forget. As we pause to remember 9/11, are you wearing a grateful heart? One that doesn't forget what another has given up. Loss is never easy, and days like this freezes my words. Nothing can change what happened. All of those old enough to remember 9/11 have their own story to tell when they receive the horrific news. You see, I found myself caring for my three little children at the time. They were ages 5, 3, and 1. And then I also was a CEO of my home day school. And so I was caring for infants up to kids of kindergarten age. Two of the children had already been dropped off when the first tower fell. I was cooking breakfast and watched in horror as the second tower fell. On this little TV screen that I had sitting in my kitchen, it was still very early in the morning because I was in the heartland. So we were an hour behind East Coast time. And I had just had a father drop off his child to me. And he gave his child an extra hug and said, "I love you, son. I will be back." We talked for only a brief moment, almost to the point where we didn't want to admit what really happened. In fact, neither of us knew what happened. My husband was already at work. One child of mine was still sleeping as the others still arrived at my front door. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. The children really didn't know what was going on. They were too young. All I could do was hold them tight and tell them how much they are loved. Tears rolled down my face. As I held these precious children, I couldn't help but think of how many will not have a parent or grandparent to tell them they are loved. It was a pivotal moment as a mother for me. We will never forget. My heart still breaks these many years later, but I choose to remember this day uniquely with a grateful heart. Even though we may lose people we love, a grateful heart is a happy heart. Being happy doesn't take away the sacrifice from those lost. In fact, it brings honor to them. Today, be grateful. Let your gratitude soar by caring for your neighbor. Tell a stranger how beautiful they are. Hug a police officer. Hug a firefighter. Give a piece of your heart in honor of those who unknowingly sacrificed that beautiful day. A grateful heart is a happy heart. Never forget. Be grateful. Hurt will lessen. Pain will fade. Gratitude heals a broken heart. Never forget a happy heart. Go out today. Walk in courage. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We will never forget. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.